Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Now, time to talk Jackson Heights boys basketball with head coach Brett Plattner. And, well, for Jackson Heights, they've been kind of up and down the last two games. A good win over McLouth on Friday, 40-30. A tough loss to ACCHS on Tuesday night, 50-36. So, coach, kind of up and down. I know you've said too many turnovers against ACCHS, but good win over McLouth. So, let's start there. Just what were your thoughts on that win over McLouth?
Yeah, I thought last Friday versus McLouth, our guys controlled the pace of the game pretty well. We want to get out and run when we can, but we're not a team just by our depth and our makeup that can get in those games that get back and forth really quickly and play at a fast pace all the time. But I thought we controlled the pace pretty well. We limited those turnovers, unlike what we just mentioned on Tuesday. Took some shots here and there. Now, it would have been nice if we could have stretched out that lead a little more and broke the game open, but for the most part, we stayed about a comfortable 8-12 throughout the entire second half and hit our free throws down the stretch and kept it at bay and came out with a victory.
And against ACCHS, one bright spot was Jason Bosley. He had 21 points there against ACCHS on Tuesday in that loss. Really, though, other than that, not a whole lot of scoring for your guys. There's a simple fact of too many live ball turnovers at that?
Absolutely. We knew coming in that they were going to come out in a 2-2-1 press, drop back to a pretty extended and aggressive 2-3. But it's one thing to talk about it in practice and try to simulate it with your JV guys. It's another to do it in a live ball game when they have some pretty talented athletes who can really jump and run. And, you know, we started off pretty well, a 6-0 run to start the game. But off that first bucket they made, they got in their press, and you could tell it sped us up a little bit. We weren't taking care of the basketball. A lot of turnovers, and those turnovers led to typically easy transition buckets. And if they weren't making the transition bucket right off the bat, it usually seemed like they got an offensive rebound for another shot at it. So definitely got to limit the turnovers moving forward. You're never going to win ball games with 27 turnovers. And even if 18 offensive rebounds, we got to correct that too and make sure we get a body on someone.
And now you look ahead, you got a big game coming up on Friday before the midseason tournament next week. So just from a confidence standpoint, how big is this game coming up against Horton on Friday night?
It's huge. Going into last year, our midseason tournament was kind of our turning point where we took a couple steps forward as a basketball team, started scoring the ball better, started locking in on defense and getting some nice victories. Riding confidence and riding momentum into the midseason tournament is always important. Horton's a much improved basketball team this year. They're well coached, and if we don't take care of the basketball, if we don't control the pace of the game, and we don't box out and clear the boards, it's going to be a long night for us, and it's going to be a dogfight. I expect them to play hard. They just picked up a nice victory on Tuesday. So if we can take care of business and forget some of the bad taste left in our mouth on Tuesday, hopefully we can ride some momentum going into the midseason tournament next week.
And again, next week you'll be at the Nemaul Central Classic. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck on Friday and also next week in the tournament. But thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yep, thanks again, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Brett Plattner, head coach of the Jackson Heights boys, joining us on our locker room chats on the MSE Sports Radio Network.